All right, let's take a moment here. Hi, good evening. It's 7 o'clock-ish, and we're out here with some anticipation and some big thanks to our heroes. Thank you! Service workers in the subways going to work. Gotta show our love to them, no doubt about it. People behind a cash register selling some food, and supermarkets behind a plastic face protector. Wherever there's anybody out, they've taken their lives in their hands. For the betterment of everybody worldwide. Woo! Thank you!
Very cool. Very, very, very cool.
Someone's blowing that horn down there. That's a cool horn. I'm gonna play the sax tomorrow again. I'm gonna play America. Tomorrow night I'm playing America, and then I'm doing a concert on Sunday here. Oh. Yeah. Hey, James. Hey, Barry. Hey, I'm going to be showing this guy Tom Foolery. He's very cool, young, vibrant poet, and he just knows about life. I don't know, at a young age, and he has some beautiful thoughts about what this time has brought us, the new realization, the great realization. And then he has something about applause, which says this should be the last applause, basically, because we should be applauding for more directly. Well, you'll hear what he has to say. I can't paraphrase him because he's a very interesting guy. So he's in England, and he's going to, share that with us. Oh! All right, what a good community here. Not everyone, but just one. I'll be out here until it doesn't seem like I should be out here anymore. Pretty much, or somewhere else. But, you know, it becomes nice to be here with the group that is out. How you doing, Chris? He's going in. Okay, let's go inside and hear some of this tomfoolery stuff. Hey, Joe, you're welcome to come and watch if you want.
Okay.
All right, here we go. So we're going to go and do that. And put it on and see what they has to say. So this is a segment. I just saw it today, actually, when I went to this gentleman's website. It's called The Last Applause. Okay. So it's an interesting perspective of what we just did.
When the UK started clapping, I felt thrilled beyond expression. For too long, the NHS has been overlooked. But now I have a confession. I no longer feel it's right to stand and clap and hit my pans. It's not for lack of NHS love or an attempt to spare my hands. No, this one for me is deeper than that. It's not about thanking our core workers, but it creates a feeling of complacency, and we can't afford to have any shirkers. Please don't misconstrue this as ungrateful, but I will only clap once more. And on this night, let me tell you who I'll be clapping for. want to clap for every child that in their window has shared a drawing. I want to clap for every struggling extrovert who's found lockdown hard and boring. I want to clap for every birthday party that's had only virtual guests. I want to clap for every student who's missed out but tried their best. I want to clap for every 100-year-old that zipped up and down their garden. I want to clap for every motorist who's more conscious of their carbon. I want to clap for Quarantina Turner for sharing joy and song and dance. I want to clap for those working at home with kids or a testing circumstance. I'll clap for anyone who could have gotten away with it but chose to stay at home. I'll clap for all the other halves that have only seen their loved ones through their phones. I want to clap for those with skills that have found a national use. I want to clap for any politicians that have found the strength to tell the truth. I want to clap for those who have taken responsibility and are working hard each day. I want to clap for those whose professions have suffered but now seek another way. I want to clap for you if you've been helpful, and rather than lying down, you stood tall. I want to clap for anyone who's not been clapped for, as this really affects us all. And once I've thanked all of those people, I won't make it a chore. I won't make it a rule that every Thursday I must obediently applaud. And then finally, I'll look to our leaders as I'm stood clapping at my door. I hope they make wise decisions and give me a path worth clapping for.
Okay, that's one of his pieces, and I just saw that today because I went to his website. But I'm going to go to the one that we have shown quite a few times, The Great Realization.
I'm just trying to relive the best bits of my day.
Oh, boy. So, hold on. Whoa. Okay, give me a second here. Let's hope that this... oh, you know what it is? I know what it is. So, I have to go back here. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what I'm about to
But my boy, you're growing weary. Sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just what's more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted, and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer. And every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped, until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. While we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing. Some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making.
Good news, good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to with the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new, and every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow, and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then, there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it
exactly.
Because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Boom. Okay, that's tomfoolery. And so we showed that earlier today, along with some other great stories. Dr. Kazuko, who's one brilliant woman for yin and the yang and for understanding. Dr. Kazuko, she saved the Beacon Theater, okay? She's the one that, she's an impresario. She came here from Kyoto. And she went to the Boston Symphony. She said she wasn't good enough, they said, or whatever happened. And she went into business. And she's been such a philanthropist. She's been part of our Peace Day Party event. But she saved the Beacon Theater by sweat and toil. She managed it for 3 years when it was a depressed place because she got her good friend Grace Kelly and Leonard Bernstein to help out and make it happen. And somehow she got an apartment in the Beacon Hotel. And then the Madison Square Garden community, I guess that's the Dolans, our friends. I interviewed Chuck Dolan. I interviewed with Chuck Dolan 40 years ago. And the Dolans put in $60 million, she said. So this is a true woman. I suggest that you listen to her. In addition, she's a doctor of natural medicine. And the reason why I want to tell you this is because she has what they call, this is her own concept, and she has her own table, and she has her own infrared therapy. And the more you hear about heat, and the more you hear about it killing COVID, maybe the more you'll consider listening to this. We also have something on saunas. So we've got a lot of important news on Good News, and I thank you all for watching, and tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Oh, we got a great show tomorrow. It's just one thing after the next. You know, I've been blessed to get to talk to a lot of people. Let's see if it goes home. I think it should. All right, Earth Celebrations. That's what we're doing tomorrow. That's like a 22-minute piece of this. I'm just going to, for the fun of it, I'm going to just show you just a little teaser. Just for the fun of it.
My brother lives in the jungle concrete, like a belly gone to rumbling.
Let us not forget that this piece is beauty of our cultivated heritage.
Alrighty, so she's an environmentalist, and it's all good stuff. So thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate it. 3 o'clock tomorrow. Have a wonderful evening. Stay safe and enjoy the weekend. And our prayers go out to all those that are in need of it. In fact, why don't we just end with this following thing? This is my prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days. Smiles when sadness intrudes. Rainbows to follow the clouds. Laughter to kiss your lips. Sunsets to warm your heart. Hugs when the spirits sag. Friendships to brighten your being. Beauty for your eyes to see. Faith so you can believe. Confidence for when you doubt. Courage to know yourself. Patience to accept the truth. And this is the big one. Love to complete your life. Not the big one, but it's an important one and a kind one. All right, thank you very much. Take care.